So don't be afraid if you are following the gospel of Christ. Don't be afraid if you following the commandment of the Lord, that somebody might take that definition and said, you're adhering to certain law, you're legal. You know where I'm coming from now? You see it? Because people could turn it on you.
Sure.
And say, yeah, Mark, you're legal. You're just following these things. What we need to know, the question I need to ask is it the gospel of Christ or is it another gospel? And when I take hold of the gospel of Christ, then I'll be able to act and live what he told us. So, in chapter 2, I give you 3 L's, right? How much time do we have?
5 minutes.
All right. I am going to give you for chapter 5, 3 letters. I want you to write them down. So as you read the chapter, you get what I'm saying. The first letter is S. The second letter is R. The third letter is W. I'm going to ask you now, and you got to speak out loud. Chapter 5, what is the letter S in the first verse?
Stand.
Now I can't hear.
Stand.
I still can't hear.
Stand.
Stand. Okay? So I put a title on that verse and said, stand in the liberty. Okay? Write it down. Stand in the liberty. Verse 7. What is the letter there? What is the word there that starts with the letter R?
Run.
Run what?
Run in.
Run what?
Run
well. Run well. One more time. I can't hear, guys.
Run well.
Stand fast. Run well. That's the letter R. Let's go to verse 16. What is the letter W there?
Walk in the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit. So let's say them one more time. That's really just a heading for the section that we are studying. So when you look at them, you know what is they are talking about. So the first one, stand in. The second one is run.
Well.
And the third one?
Walk in the Spirit.
Very good.
There's a comment.
I think this question could be a little bit harder to answer, but my question is, when does it stop being a different gospel and become a different doctrine?
When it deviates from the written word of God. When it takes the living word and sets another pathway, or the word is not rightly divided. The word says that Judas went out and hung himself. There's another place that says, go and do thou likewise. Well, I quote that to you. And you look at me as Andrew is right now and say, wait a minute, Chuck. I'm not going out and hang myself. That's the answer to your question. When we stray from rightly dividing the word of God to a personal interpretation that is not in line with the rest of the scripture, it comes to that point of being another gospel.
And just a thought as well for verse 9 is that the introduction of error very often is mingled with truth. And what verse 9 is telling us is that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. So error, a small error, if we want to call it that, can grow into the full lump where it now becomes a doctrine, right? One of the things that we didn't want to touch here in our studies was this issue with Paul and Peter. There's the thought of some that Peter is the first pope. But it's refuted here in the letter to the Galatians that the ministry given to Peter was to the Jews. And the ministry that Paul has was for the Gentiles. That error started very small. Look at the Roman Catholic Church today and its doctrine that is fully consumed now with this error. It's no longer just a small grain, but it has grown up into a full doctrine. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, speaking of moral evil, also says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. So if these things are not corrected, these errors, moral or doctrinal, in its infancy, in its germ, then it pollutes and defiles the whole thing. So maybe perhaps that helps you with your question in terms of a small error and when it grows up to be a doctrine. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump.
I want to just give, as we close, I want to give that word again as to what you and I should expect as we attempt by the Spirit of God to live out this teaching. The year was 1967. Those of us that are older, Vietnam was in full blow, and I found myself in the service. I can tell you the guy's name. He's Private Zubkus, Fort Knox, Kentucky. And we had a description about salvation and the Word of God. Do you know what he said to me? He said, Barry, you're a narrow-minded bigot.
Legal.
You're legal? That's what he said. This is what I've run into all my life. It's what Emil has run into. It's what John runs into. No, I just want to come back to the scripture. And you show them a verse. What does scripture say? Young people, young brothers, don't expect anything different than that. This is the world we're living in. And man, until the Spirit of God works in his heart, is not going to be able to understand. You talk of creation. Tell them about creation and expect them to understand it. I can look and see the heavens. I see the stars. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Don't expect people, especially who are not saved, to understand the principles and accept you. They are going to reject you until Christ opens their hearts. So we begin tomorrow with the big W, right? Verse 16. Do you think so?
Absolutely.
We begin with walking. We talk about that in our groups tonight. Maybe when we come together tomorrow morning, maybe a couple of brothers could help Emil and Tony and John and I to know what it means to walk in the Spirit.
And somebody had handed me a question, but we'll answer it tomorrow.
About what?
A question. Somebody handed me a question, sure. So we'll answer it tomorrow.